Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Round up a posse, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The grass is greener under this Medicare podcast. He sips tea with his pinky finger extended. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope you find it to be worthwhile. It's kind of a cloudy, not so hot day here in Arizona, which is pretty fine with some people because we've had a few days in the 90s, and it's time to relax the heat a little bit. I've got to spend some time on my flat roof later today, connecting cables for our pool cameras. So I'm going to be exposing myself to the sun's rays, but since the sun is hiding behind clouds right now, it's not going to be an unpleasant activity at all. Speaking of unpleasant activities, there are a lot of people who feel as though it's time to learn about Medicare. They say that about 10,000 people a day turn age 65, which means that about 10,000 people a day decide that it's time to think about doing something about Medicare. Now, they don't all do that at age 65 because you don't have to even think about or concern yourself with Medicare if you're still working and your employer's group insurance plan is covering you and your spouse or whatever. It's going to be just fine to ignore Medicare until the time that you decide to leave your employer's group plan and either retire or strike out on your own. So I would say that we've got a large bunch of people every day in America who have to start thinking about Medicare. And the way I decided to deal with that fact was to write a book called Medicare for the Lazy Man. This year, the 2023 edition is out, and it's on BarnesandNoble.com and on Amazon.com. If you go to Amazon, you're going to find four different types of books that you may purchase for yourself. You're going to find the trusty standby paperback edition for about $8. You can use the Kindle. If you have a Kindle device or a reading device, you can buy the ebook for about $3.80. If you'd like to listen to me do all the work for you, I'll read the words, I will turn the pages, I will announce the new chapter headings, then I think that's around $6 for an Audible book. And finally, my favorite, the one that's designed to be an appropriate gift for your loved ones or friends, that's the hardcover book with the colorful interior illustrations, and that's going to cost $22, but it will send a message to your gift recipient that it is an important, that person is an important part of your life and that you love and respect them very much, because this is a magnificent creation that Amazon has put together. When you ask them for a hardcover book, it looks like a quality production to me. If I were a book publisher, I might say, here's a flaw, there's a flaw. I don't think I see those flaws in the Amazon hardcover book edition. So that's why I'm here, to help people starting to think about Medicare have some answers to their questions and to have some guidance as to how to forge into the Medicare morass, as it might appear to be, and come out the other side smelling like a rose. That's the whole point of this podcast. That's the whole point of Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. The whole point of this podcast otherwise would be to have Randy and I goof around. So Randy Carson is sitting on the other side of the screen, and he's ready to start goofing around. Right, Randy?
I am. And I'm particularly ready today because one thing that, well, certainly Doug knows, but one thing that the podcast audience may not know is that I've had nothing but video camera problems for the last 2 days.
Well, it looks like you've solved them admirably. You're sitting outside your pool. It's almost midnight, I would guess, by the location of the stars and the moon. And frankly, it's a beautiful sight.
And I also told Doug that, you know, the landscape lights that you can see there, that's another indicator that it's midnight. And yeah. I also told him the reason you're seeing the midnight picture with the landscaping and all that stuff is I've been sitting here. We had so much problem with my video cameras over the last 2 days that I've been sitting here since midnight last night, making sure this was going to run.
Well, listen, I understand that those things can be frustrating, but while you were frustrated and I'm sure annoyed by these problems, and eventually you managed to solve them, it looks like, I have been elated with a development that occurred just yesterday, and I haven't even responded to the person who caused this development. But finally, after years of goofing around and after weeks of preparing and creating files and neatly writing names on files and collecting the documents that are going to be necessary. Finally, Dominic and Mrs. Regina are becoming clients. Ooh, Randy's grabbing his heart. Ah!
Oh, my God. Dominic is coming on board.
That's right. He's coming on board. Now, it's still months away because, as we know, everybody in the Regina family works way ahead of time. Remember his brother, the lawyer, who cites, right. He has a citation for every statement that he pulls out of context. So Dominic and Mrs. Regina are going to become valued and honored clients of the Medicare for the Lazy Man. So carefully picked out the coverages for them. And
that's awesome. I just wanted to know, you know, I can always just picture Dominic. You know, when he was about 18, graduated from high school, planning ahead for Medicare, right?
Well, knowing Dominic like I think I do, he probably graduated from high school at age 16.
Yes.
Because he's a dot the I's and cross the T's kind of guy. Careful thought given to everything. And in this case, I think the planning for his eventual Medicare products and enrollment occurred a few months ago, and yet the target date is still a few months away.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to go ahead and close out, you know, basically silence my mic so Doug can get to the business of Medicare. But ultimately, I want Dominic to know that he can't see me, but I'm sitting out by my pool with a big smile on my face because I am so happy that you guys are on board.
Well, I'm pretty sure that what's going to happen while I'm sharing the Medicare news of the day is that Randy's going to be cracking open a Guinness and saying his Irish words, whatever those are again. I can't remember, but there's going to be more fun happening on his side of the camera than on mine or his side of the screen. So starting in with the kinds of things that we like to address here, it's another indication of why someone would think twice about buying a Medicare Advantage plan. I've got an announcement from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma organization, land of my birth, and they are announcing that the Stillwater Medical Center is leaving the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma networks, all the networks. They're just not going to put up with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma anymore. And the following institutions will be leaving our networks. This would be the Stillwater Medical Center in Stillwater and in Blackwell and in Perry, Oklahoma. I think I know where that is. All of the doctors, all of the healthcare professionals employed by Stillwater Emergency Care will continue because if they're not in the network, they're supposed to pay for emergency treatment, but they may argue about it. So Medicare Advantage clients of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma in those towns are losing their providers. And I don't know how easy it's going to be for some of these people to replace those providers. And then a few days later, see, that was April 6th. On April 12th, I got a memo from the Blues of Oklahoma indicating that they have signed new contracts with Grady Memorial Hospital. And Grady Memorial Hospital is coming into the Blue Cross Blue Shield organization in Chickasha. So we're pleased to announce that in addition to the members it already serves, Grady Memorial Hospital will now serve our members with Blue Advantage PPO plans. And I'm telling you right now, let's see. Oh, also another announcement. Stillwater Medical Center agreed to extend its contracts to December 31st of 2023. Okay, so instead of having the doctors snatched away immediately, people are going to have the rest of 2023 to search for replacements for their doctors in Stillwater, Blackwell, and Perry, Oklahoma. This is why I tell people that Medicare Advantage plans have a great propensity to cause disappointment. The Blues in various states announce these contract problems. Other companies do not. And so it's entirely possible that your Medicare Advantage plan from Humana or whatever company you might have purchased it from, Aetna, that you would wake up one morning to find that your doctor is now not a part of the Medicare Advantage network that you rely on for medical treatment. And this can happen overnight, and there's nothing to stop the dissolution of that relationship, forcing you to go find a new doctor or continue being seen by that particular doctor and paying for it out of your pocket. So that is the kind of thing that a lot of people find disappointing, and often there's very little advance notice. So stay away from those in Medicare Advantage plans, and I will think that you will be less likely to undergo the disappointment that sometimes occurs with Medicare Advantage. And in fact, what floated to the surface in my pile next is Medicare Advantage plans seem enticing, but here are 12 things to consider before signing up. This was written about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, March 25th of 2023, by Richard Eisenberg. And let's see what he has to say about Medicare Advantage plans. He says Medicare Advantage open enrollment season ends on March 31st. Now, that's different from the AEP, or what a lot of people call open enrollment, that starts October 15th and ends on December 7th. This open enrollment season allows a person that already has a Medicare Advantage plan to switch one time only, and or leave Medicare Advantage altogether, which is something that does happen. And this particular period of time ends. It starts January 1st and ends March 31st. They decided that 2.5 months at the end of the year was not enough time for all the unhappy people to get out of their Medicare Advantage plan. So they added a 3-month period in the beginning of the year that allows a one-time only change for Medicare Advantage, or a one-time only opportunity to disenroll and get the heck out and go back to real Medicare. As you probably know, they take away real Medicare when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. So this article goes on to say Medicare Advantage open enrollment ends on March 31st. There's a lot of information out there about traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage, not to mention all of the mailers and TV ads. It can be hard to cut through all the noise and to know what's most important when choosing a Medicare Advantage plan. If you're considering changing your Medicare Advantage plan or moving over to traditional Medicare during this open enrollment, here's an essential list of things to do and not to do before you make a decision. So I hope everybody has their crayons and construction paper so they can make some notes here. Number one, do read Medicare's comprehensive handbook, Medicare and You 2023. This article says it's free. And you can also visit Medicare's website for specifics about Medicare Advantage plans and traditional Medicare. All right, I don't like number one because it's too vague. I think you want something more specific. If you want a concise description of Medicare and of Medicare Advantage, I would suggest that you buy Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. That's going to be a little better than being sent to a website with about 2 billion pages of things that you might or might not find to be interesting or germane to your search for knowledge. So number one, I don't think is as useful as it could be, although Medicare and You 2023 is not a horrible publication, but it's still way too government-y to really enjoy. Number two, don't miss the open enrollment period for switching Medicare Advantage plans or switching from Medicare Advantage to traditional Medicare. It ends March 31st. The open enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th is for joining, switching, or dropping a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. Number three, do understand the difference between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Traditional Medicare, or original Medicare, is the government's program that lets you use any doctor or hospital that takes Medicare in the United States. It includes Part A, which they call hospital insurance, Part B, which they call medical insurance, and I call it inpatient and outpatient insurance. And you can buy a Medicare prescription drug plan known as Part D, and I strongly suggest that you buy a Medicare supplement, which they often call Medigap. You pay a monthly Part B premium. And if you buy a Part D plan, you pay a monthly premium for that. And if you buy a Medicare supplement plan, you pay a premium for that. Each of these premiums is pretty realistic, pretty benign. You add them all together, and you've got still a much smaller monthly outlay than you did under Obamacare. So the article goes on to say Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part C is the alternative to traditional Medicare sold by private health insurers. You must use doctors and other health providers in those plans' networks and in their service area. You may need a referral to see a specialist. Some plans have a $0 premium. Others do not. Number four, do your research to see if you need a Medicare supplement policy if you will be switching to traditional Medicare. Medicare supplement is a policy some people with traditional Medicare buy from private health insurers to pay for some of the out-of-pocket costs for medical services and supplies that Medicare covers, as well as some services traditional Medicare doesn't cover, like health care when traveling abroad. The plans I sell, the Medicare supplement plans I sell, do include a limited emergency benefit for problems that might happen in a foreign country where Medicare doesn't work. Here's number five. Do get unbiased information about Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare by calling your state health insurance program or SHIP. A SHIP advisor won't direct you to a particular Medicare plan, but will be able to explain the basics to help you make a smart decision. But let me help you with that smart decision. Stay away from Medicare Advantage plans. Only consider Medicare supplement plans if you want a lengthy, trouble-free encounter with Medicare. So number six, do use Medicare free plan finder tool on its website to compare Medicare Advantage plans as well as Medicare Part D prescription drug plans. If you're going to be my client, you won't need to use it because that's the tool I use to help get the least costly Medicare prescription drug plan that would apply to you and your drugs that you take and the pharmacies in which you like to have your prescriptions filled. So you may go and use the plan finder if you like to learn how to do complicated things. Otherwise, you can listen to the episodes or read in the book the proper steps to take to use the plan finder in order to make it easy. And I suggest that that is going to be the best way to identify the least costly drug plan for you. And I don't suggest using it to research Medicare Advantage plans because I don't suggest purchasing Medicare Advantage plans. If I were you, I would ignore them completely. Number seven, do call your physician to see which Medicare Advantage plans they and their hospitals are in. advises founder of Advocate Health Advisors, a national firm of Medicare brokers. I'm telling you right now, I would never suggest you take that step because I don't think anybody should be buying Medicare Advantage plans in their current form. There's only one Medicare Advantage plan. I have this in my portfolio. It's a Medicare MSA, and it is a plan that is a Medicare Advantage plan, but it does not have a network and does not require that you ask for permission to go see a specialist. You can see any doctor anytime you want to. And so that's the one exception to the Medicare Advantage rule that I have, which is stay away from Medicare Advantage plans. Number eight, do find out whether the prescription drugs you take and their dosages are covered by the particular Medicare Advantage plan you're considering. Well, you don't have to do that if you stay away from Medicare Advantage plans. Number nine, do consider working with a Medicare broker to help find a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement and Part D plan. I think I'm the broker that I would suggest. Just understand that brokers generally only sell policies from a select number of companies, and they always get paid by commission. They do not work for Medicare. Yeah, Medicare is kind of freaked out about that. Brokers are supposed to announce that they don't have any official connection with Medicare. Frankly, I don't see that as a big problem, but when you come to me for advice as to how to enroll in the Medicare coverages that will supplement Medicare, you're going to find out very quickly that I take the cream of the crop of companies available wherever you are, and I don't consult every company doing business in your particular location, because that would be a waste of time. So I skim the surface and only have connections with the best companies. Number 10, don't buy a Medicare Advantage plan. I think they should stop right there, put a period in it. However, I'm going to continue with this sentence. Don't buy a Medicare Advantage plan solely because you saw a TV commercial for one with a celebrity urging you to call an 800 number. In a lot of ways, it's the Wild West when it comes to selling these products, says the associate director for the Centers for Medicare Advocacy. Number 11, don't choose a Medicare Advantage plan purely because of its premium, says Diane Omdahl. We quote her an awful lot. She's in Wisconsin. She purports not to sell any insurance, but she is selling books and a lot of advice about Medicare. Typically, I agree with Diane Omdahl. She says here, don't choose it because of its premium. You'll also want to compare what your annual out-of-pocket limit will be. Since Medicare Advantage plans have cost-sharing features for most medical services, a lot of people get stuck on the premium and pick one Medicare Advantage plan over another without considering all of the factors. Having a $0 premium means that you probably will get stuck with more cost-sharing if you get sick or if you need medical treatment. Finally, number 12, don't forget that if you travel and need a doctor, that physician may not be in your Medicare Advantage plan's network. As a result, the doctor might not see you. Unless it's an emergency, then theoretically they're supposed to see you and be paid anyway by your plan. And it is, a medical emergency is always supposed to be an exception. But I've seen too many instances where after the dust is settled, there's a lot of arguing about whether or not it was an actual emergency or whether you could have avoided having that expense. So I see that the moon has risen behind Randy, and so that probably means I've been shooting my mouth off quite enough for this particular episode. I'm going to give up.
The crickets have spoken.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
You know something? I think we've got a couple little things here that we need to, I always like to do on a wrap up. We don't mention it maybe enough, maybe not as much as we should, but Doug is a licensed agent to help you with your Medicare supplemental plans nationwide, which is a really good thing because he is going to be able to help you no matter which state you live in or the District of Columbia. He loves to get email. You can send him email with questions, comments, concerns, anything you have at dbj@mlmmailbag.com Or you can check us out on the website, MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. But we've already talked about the books, the various ways you can get a hold of a copy of Doug's book, and no matter what form it's in. But one other thing we would really like to ask you to do us a favor is if you can find a way, a place to give us a rating on the podcast and or the book, we would certainly appreciate it, because we were always up against it in terms of ratings. That's just the business we're in. So if you could help us out, that would be great. However, we have just spent our 75 cents. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy originally from Oklahoma, now camped out in the high altitudes behind Cave Creek, Arizona, in his secret but really cool fortress of solitude.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for joining us.